He took a bite from a wing and smiled broadly. "As it happens, I am a widower these past 8 years. Past time I took another wife. Don't you agree, my lords? A man does get lonely."
Tossing the bones aside, he reached for a leg.
"Or if the lady fancies a younger lad, well, my son, Wendell, is unwed as well. He is off south guarding Lady Catelyn, but no doubt he will wish to take a bride on his return. A valiant boy and jolly. Just a man to teach her to laugh again, eh?"
He wiped a bit of grease off his chin with the sleeve of his tunic. Bran could hear the distant clash of arms through the window. He cared nothing about marriages.
"Wish I was down in the yard."
His lordship waited until the table had been cleared before he raised the matter of a letter he had received from Lord Tywin Lannister, who held his elder son, Sir Willis, taken captive on the Green Fork.
"He offers him back to me without ransom, provided I withdraw my levies from his grace and vow to fight no more."
"You will refuse him, of course," said Sir Roderick.
"Have no fear on that count," the lord assured him. "King Rob has no more loyal servant than Wineman Manderley. I would be loath to see my son languished at Harrenhal any longer than he must, however. This is an ill place. Cursed, they say.